So I want to talk about this photo that's it's taken from my spare room, which a friend of mine sometimes comes around with her children, and one of her children says, I don't want to go in the smelly room, which is the spare room. And this was this still is the, you know, the bed base in that spare room, in the smelly room, and it was what I came in and had to sleep on my first night there. And there's a big stain there, and I suppose what happened was that even though now I'm, you know, kind of many years into my recovery, there's still stuff from my past life. I don't have a great credit history still, and I don't have, you know, I've never managed to really build up any savings or anything like that. So it's quite limited still in where I could call home. And someone I knew, their mother had just died, and they'd been inherited their mother's house in their mother's will. And so I kind of took it through a lack of other options. And yeah, this is what I arrived to on the first night. And I had to sleep in this room before I managed to kind of, you know, be able to buy my own bed and start to furnish it and try to call it home. And there's just there's a few letters on the bed, and they just symbolise really like the sense of clutter that I've always had there, and always a lot of someone else's stuff around that I've never really I've never really dealt with. I've never really, like, you know, kind of thrown any of that stuff out or anything. I've always maintained that, like, you know, kind of with some of my own stuff as well. It's like, you know, kind of there's still quite a lot of clutter around that kind of causes me a fair amount of anxiety. And what I feel about home is that it should be somewhere that you take pride in, you know, from the outset. But I kind of feel that, like, it's harder to do that in some circumstances than others, and even I, like, you know, I earn, you know, kind of above what's considered the living wage, but the options available to me to somewhere nice and secure to call home are still pretty limited. So I think of some of the people we're working with, and think that, you know, their options are even more limited than mine, and they'll find it even harder than me to build a home which feels safe and secure, and which they feel well in.